Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. They're both free, and they're both online at freetalklive.com, so go check it out. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about, but there's a bunch of emails that have been backing up. So even though we always do show prep, and I've got everything from World War III to a stripper crackdown to talk about in the news, I do want to get to our emails, because this is the show about you and what's on your mind, and your calls are primary, but I still find emails important, and I think sometimes we get some really good ones. So this one from J.A.H., James is his name, says, "Good evening, chaps. I've been listening to your show for a couple of months now, and you're certainly entertaining. I agree with your pro-liberty views, but you do have an unfortunate tendency to go off the deep end on some topics. An example is the way that you report on tax protester cases. Sure, the income tax is a bad idea, but how can anyone believe, as Larkin Rose appears to do, and by the way, Larkin Rose is one of the tax freedom advocates that was just convicted recently in court, says, as Larkin Rose appears to do, that the government is running a legalistic scam? He says there's plenty of evidence refuting these kinds of barmy claims. For example, look at the Quatloos.com article," and then he references that. "If there's a scam going on, it's being run by Larkin Rose in order to sell his videos." I don't think so. Now, I don't know Larkin Rose. I've never talked to the guy. But based on
the guy believed what he said, he went to prison for it.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here. That's not a scam there. The man believed what he said.
He's not in prison. He's on house arrest. But
who cares?
He hasn't been sentenced yet. Okay, so he may be going to prison for it.
He believed it.
He took a stand.
Yeah, and he was convicted based on it.
And I fully believe that he believed it because not only, yes, he does have a video that is for sale through his website. However, he has a website that gives all the information away for free. Where's the motivation there? Mm-hmm. I mean, if all he's after is video sales, wouldn't he make it so that you kind of tease them a little bit with just a little bit of interesting info?
If you gave away the video for free, people would just send you emails saying, "Hey, send me that video." And you'd be spending all kinds of money on producing videos and sending them all over to people who, you know, may or may not even, they have no value for them. You've got to pay for something to have value.
Absolutely. And the video is not what's free on the website. It's a flash presentation that pretty much, as far as I know, goes through most of the same stuff.
Mm.
It's got all the information in there as far as what he based his case on in regards to what he went to court for. Now, he was found guilty, so clearly his approach didn't do much good when it came to a jury. And that makes makes some sense, because juries are, for the most part, clueless. And when you're dealing with a government trial, they do their best to put the most clueless people on the juries. They don't want anybody that has any feelings about taxes, any negative feelings about taxes necessarily, on the jury if they can help it. Anyway, he continues. He says, "After all, why should the government bother doing any of this? Congress clearly has the constitutional power to levy income taxes." Then he cites the 16th Amendment.
But Congress isn't levying income taxes.
Oh?
No, it's not.
Who is?
The IRS is.
Hmm. Well, isn't that Congress?
No.
No.
I mean, if it depends on where you believe that this thing picks up.
Right.
Some people say the IRS is incorporated in Puerto Rico. It's a quasi-governmental agency.
Mm-hmm.
These sorts of things. I think what he's saying is, what's the legitimacy of taxes? What's the government's legitimate role to tax its people? Is that what James is saying?
He's claiming that they have the power to collect income tax.
As per the 16th Amendment, they do.
Right. But you're saying that the income tax as we know it is not necessarily constitutional in regards
to
the 16th
Amendment. That's what Larkin Rose would say.
Right.
Right. He has a whole lot of legalese, mm-hmm. in which he explains his stance.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it, and I understand almost none of it.
Yeah. It's rough.
Well, that's a lot to be said coming from you, Jason.
Well, the presentation, the flash presentation that he has on his website is difficult. I mean, you really, it's something that you'd have to digest a few times to really start getting a grasp of. Mm-hmm. You can get a general idea for where he's coming from. He's, what Larkin Rose is trying to do, and he's failed at so far, is he's trying to use the law to prove that the law doesn't apply.
Right.
And it's an honorable position to come from. What he's trying to do is say to people, look, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm just following the law. This is what the law says. And then he shows you the relevant portions of the law. And he says, look, it doesn't say that you have to pay income tax. And he might be right, but it doesn't matter to the law. That's the part that he didn't understand. He thought that that he could just pull the law over the law's eyes and fool him or get him to admit, ha, 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 you found it out.
It was a scam the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's not. Larkin Rose believes what he's doing.
Yes, exactly.
I believe.
Finally,
as evidenced by his conviction.
Finally, James says, the problem is that too many voters in the country want large government spending and wealth redistribution, and income tax is the way to do that. To get rid of the income tax, we need to spread the word about liberty and convert people to the idea of small government. But by supporting the arguments used by the tax protesters, you sound like the usual crowd of conspiracy theorists. And we all know how effective they are persuading reasonable people to the pro-liberty viewpoint. Do we sound like conspiracy theorists when we report on tax freedom issues?
I think we give credence because we just go ahead and believe what Larkin Rose says about the tax rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I give it that kind of, sure, whatever. If he's researched it and he wants to, go that direction, I think we're all fighting the same thing, which is taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if he's found some loophole, let him charge the way through. And if he busts a hole in it, then, a few more people will go and a few more people will go. And then
Right. Great. We don't necessarily, we're not jumping on Larkin Rose's train here. In fact, I critiqued him. I said that it's not the approach that I would have taken. Not that I'm a legal expert, not that I'm an expert on taxes, but my approach would be the approach of, where'd you get your authority from? If you want to tax me, why don't you explain to me how it is that I gave you the authority to tax me?
Mine is James's, which is, I say that you've got a certain, that the government does have a certain authority to tax,
mm-hmm.
and they shouldn't be using it the way they are, that they're using it in evil, too large of a man.
Yeah, but that's not going to hold up
results
in court.
No, it wouldn't.
Right.
No, I'm with James. I think we should, the government needs to be reformed or shrank or whatever.
And we talk about these issues. We talk about tax freedom issues on Free Talk Live. And regardless of what James says, and James, we do appreciate the email, he says that too many voters in the country want large government. That might be true, but not everybody's a voter. And there's plenty of people that don't vote that listen to talk radio. So we're doing
this
show.
People didn't know, and a lot of people just have to be educated, too.
That's right.
It's education on small government, which is, oh, wow, that could work.
So
people have to be given the options.
They have to
be told what the choices are,
Yeah.
I can't imagine the world without the FCC. What would the world be like?
Let them run through the ideas. I mean, I think that our listeners are smart enough to determine what they believe and what they don't. We're going to put the story forward. If you want to go check out Larkin Rose's stuff and see for yourself, I mean, he encourages people. He says, don't take my word for it. Do your own research and check it out for yourself.
Even though if you do check out his the material he's put up there, you really don't need to do your own research. I mean, that guy knows tax law inside
Absolutely.
And out.
But it doesn't matter. All of his research, all of his planning, all of it fell on its face. And he recently sent out an email about what happened in the trial and why he took the approach that he did. Because obviously he's getting a lot of armchair quarterbacks like myself saying, well, you should have done this and you should have done that. Well, he did what he believed. He stood up for what he believed. And we have a lot of respect for that.
It's commendable.
On Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Nick in Boston. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to talk to you guys about, have you heard about that bill they're trying to pass so that people who are not U.S. citizens can run for president?
We'll talk about it coming up, Nick. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231.
The governor.
Oh, that's where this is going. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the phones. 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you all kinds of stuff on the website for free, including the bulletin board system, the archives, live streaming. It's all on the house, so go and check it out. In fact, we only ask you for a little bit of help. In return for giving you all this great free stuff at freetalklive.com, once a month we ask you to go vote for the show. Over 600 of you have already done so this month, and we really appreciate every single one of those votes. Because of your votes, we've been the number one podcast in the world throughout the entire month of August.
17 days?
Yeah.
Yep.
So far. However, the number two show is closing the gap.
Quickly.
We need to
get
some extra votes.
Last night it was 50, and now it's like 20.
Right. We need to get some extra votes. Now, I mean, this is it's been a good run. This has been our best run at number one.
Yes, thank you
all
for that.
Year long, no doubt. We'd love to stay on top for the entire month, though. And so if you have yet to vote, just simply go to vote.freetalklive.com, punch in your email address, click vote now. They'll send you a little validation email. You just open that, click the link inside, and you're done. The whole process takes less than a minute.
It's true.
It's vote.
So easy.
Yes, vote.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Just heard from one of our recent amplifiers of the show at amp.freetalklive.com. She told me she has joined the Free State Project as a result of hearing about it here on Free Talk Live.
Fabulous.
So that's just good news. Let's go to the phones to Nick in Boston. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Malwich.
Hey, I just want to talk about the bill that's being passed about non-U.S. citizens becoming able to run for president.
What bill? What are you talking about?
There's a bill right now being decided, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is backing it, to let people who were not born in the United States be able to run for president.
Has it passed the House?
It hasn't passed.
No,
it this would be repealing an amendment to the Constitution, wouldn't it? We're talking about removing an amendment.
No, this is in the original document
itself. Right.
Amending the Constitution. It would be in a. It's not a bill. It's an amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a bill. I mean, well, when you say it's a bill, that makes it sound easy. When it's an amendment, it makes it more difficult. I mean, you need supermajorities in order to pass amendments.
Yeah, supermajority and three quarters of the states.
Yeah. Do you really think that's going to happen?
We might as well just take away all the amendments if that happens. You know what? Just become another state.
Well,
we
might as well just take away all the amendments anyway, because they're almost completely decimated as is. But do you think this was realistically possible?
I don't know. You know, I never thought he could be a governor. I never thought that the other dude from Predator could be a governor. You know, like
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse the Body's a good old American.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I love Jesse the Body. He's great.
Yeah, he
now,
is great. What
would be the worst thing if Arnold became president?
I just don't think he can handle it. You know, I don't think he can handle being a governor.
Wait a minute.
So
well,
do you think that the amendment shouldn't be passed because that way Arnold won't be able to be president? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not only that, yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so you're worried about Austrians taking over the world? I mean, or what?
Well, I mean, it would just be total disarray. The movie Demolition Man would be true, which is just
that's interesting.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Was Arnold the president in Demolition Man? No,
he was not.
He was
president, and then they named a library after him.
Ah.
So
maybe it'll be Arnold and Wesley Snipes as the vice president.
The vice president.
Yeah.
He'll run some karate moves on you. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jason in California. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Indeed.
Sure.
Hello.
Our pleasure.
Okay. It seems to me that, the more and more that, that you look into this whole Al-Qaeda thing, it seems that a lot of it does trace back, to our own government. It seems to me that, the more that you look at it, what's going on.
You know, you have to be careful with this because you sound sort of conspiracy theorish if you bring this up. But wasn't there just a report today about how, like, the FBI flushed? Apparently, some military intelligence bureau came to the FBI with evidence about Muhammad Atta, and
the,
they basically flushed it.
Defense Intelligence, DIA.
And the thing to me, it seems that the United States has benefited more from Islamic terrorism than any other
Islamic
group, especially
terrorists.
In terms of what happened in the Cold War with Afghanistan. I mean, it was our support, supposedly, of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, the Islamic fundamentalists there, that helped bring down the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you take a look at Iran, if you just read the Shah of Iran's own book, he says that it was the United States government that deposed him in 1979. And so a lot of this stuff is just right out there open source,
but nobody's paying any attention.
And it seems to me that what governments sell is security, and the way in which
an illusion of security. Actually, there's no real security with the government.
Well, I think
enough.
that the Well, it seems to me the government sells security, and the way that you sell security is by creating insecurity and fear in the population.
Absolutely.
Just like if I owned an alarm company, it might be good for me to hire a few thugs to break a few windows and burgle a few places.
If you are unscrupulous, certainly, and our government certainly is unscrupulous, no doubt.
Well, it seems to me that, I just wonder how much more, America is going to take before we finally, get it and start doing something about this.
That's a question we ask all the time on Free Talk Live, and I don't know if we'll ever get an answer, because it keeps getting worse, and America just keeps saying, oh, random searches of our bags? Fine. We've got no problem with that.
The Fourth Amendment doesn't exist anymore, and also, if you just take a look at what Islamic fundamentalists supposedly believe. And one of the first Islamic fundamentalist attacks was on a television station in Saudi Arabia, their first television station. They ruled that, television was graven images. And so that makes Osama bin Laden, people like Khomeini, blasphemous.
Hmm.
They're the blasphemous fundamentalists.
The conspiracy theorists will take this and go really, really deep with it. There's a lot of interesting information, and it's stuff like this, the stories about Muhammad Atta, these little details that lead credence to what some of the conspiracy theorists say. They draw some connections that aren't necessarily really there, but nonetheless, you're right, Jason, some of this information really is out there, and it really just doesn't even get focused on at all. And I think that's a shame. I really do.
We talk a lot about, we've talked a little bit about education, and one of my firm beliefs that you really can't understand Western civilization if you don't have a grasp of Latin and ancient Greek, or at least an understanding of the classics. And whenever you read, say, Roman history, you see that conspiracy is really the way in which republics have been run. It's really the people at the top that are making the decisions, this sort of oligarchy, the people that have the money that really run things. And,
interesting allegations.
And the conspiracy is something that happens all the time in politics. And why is it, it seems to me that, that our news agencies, they try to, just make it seem like, people that believe in conspiracies are crazy. But why is it that nobody, seems to,
Again, the problem is you're lumped in with people that believe in chemtrails and remote viewing and all this other just total kook garbage stuff. And so it's difficult to separate the gems from the total crap. Thanks for the call, Jason.
Okay.
And we're not a conspiracy theory show, but we're not afraid of addressing them. We're not afraid of thinking about them and allowing you to bring them up, 800-259-9231. Because, again, some of it's based on some really interesting evidence that really is out there, but nobody talks about. Why? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment that restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For extraordinary you, go to SFRCorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls. 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with over 35,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 720 users. Go and enjoy. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com. And we still have some emails here. Oh, wait, cancel that. We've got Harry on the line. Harry in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Harry.
You know, I just called a while ago, and I got your screener, and he asked my name and where I was from.
Right.
And he asked, what's your subject matter? And I said, remote viewing. And then guess what, you guys? The words came right out of your mouth.
We dissed remote viewing.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And what a coincidence, man.
Yes. Yes, we did diss it. Why? Do you believe in it?
I don't know, because I don't have enough information about it.
I suggest you go and look at Penn & Teller's BS. What was the episode? I think it was from season 3. There's an actual episode where they put remote viewing to the test, so to speak.
Right.
And it's either in season 2 or season 3. If you go to, I think, show.com, they have a listing of all the episodes. You can probably find it in there. But it's total bunk. It's garbage.
It is. But
well, they interviewed a military person about 9 years ago on 2020, and he told details about remote viewing, but he said they got positive results from it.
Well, the government is also paying people to, remotely view for them, and they don't want to make it seem as if they're just wasting more money.
Exactly. Have you ever, if you look into the way bureaucracy operates, you discover that once a department is created and it's staffed, then that staff has every incentive in the world to make it look like they're actually doing something. So if you create the Military Department of Investigation of Remote Viewing, then the 5 bureaucrats that have been assigned to that particular department sit around on with donuts and coffee, and they say, okay,
how long do we keep our cushy little jobs?
Yeah, let's see. This remote viewing thing is total bunk. I can't believe we even got this program created. What can we do to make sure we keep getting paychecks? That's all it is. It's just somebody who wants a paycheck.
Well, that's just a sample of how much wasteful tax money is going into the government.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm outraged that they're paying.
That's terrible.
That my tax dollars are going to investigate remote viewing.
Uh-huh.
It's total garbage.
That's only one instance we know of wasted tax money.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of
others there are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And it's just also, you know, if remote viewing had any sort of legitimacy, it would be tested outside of the U.S. military.
Yeah, you'd think
universities
so.
Would be testing it as well, and you'd be hearing things about it. As it is, you only hear about remote viewing on the conspiracy shows and, you know, Art Bell. And that's
Art
it.
Art Bell, yes, Art Bell. I know him.
There you go.
Tonight.
So now you know how we feel about remote viewing. Anything else on your mind, Harry?
not at the moment.
Thanks for the
call,
sir. 800-259-9231. See what I told you about Harry? He's one of the easygoing conspiracy guys.
He's real. Seems like a laid-back fellow.
Right. But he's open to new ideas. The real indoctrinated conspiracy people would have fought us on that one. They would have said, well the military's... They've got evidence. Look, they wrote a report.
Wow, report, eh?
Yeah. It's 500 pages. It's all on remote viewing. That must mean it's true.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they employed a tactic that I used in high school when I had to write just nonsense papers. Is I would put filler words every couple words and every couple sentences. I would just... Chewbacca.
No, you wouldn't.
I totally would.
And because your teachers didn't read the paper?
I after a while, started to see that some of the teachers just would look at the papers, see, oh, yep, he certainly wrote a whole page,
wow,
and would just mark the grade on it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So I would put filler words in there.
So you were testing them.
I was testing them, and he never caught it.
I thought you were going to talk about, you know, using 14-point font, double spacing.
Oh, no, I was just throwing in
wow.
Chewbacca and just Star Wars references in my paper. Never caught it.
That's amazing.
I wouldn't try this in college, kids.
Wait, was this? Yeah. This wasn't in college.
No. This is back in the high school days.
We do have some listeners to this show that are of that age. I'd be interested in, you know, if you're doing well in the class, go ahead and check it out. You were doing well in the class, weren't you?
Quite well.
Okay, that's probably another reason why he probably said, well, maybe he actually did read a few of your papers.
He never did.
You tested throughout the entire year?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I pushed it pretty far, and he never caught it.
That's amazing. I've never heard of anything like that being done. If you've got
it's
something...
It's scary. Yeah. 800-259-92.
What's scarier is you went to a private school.
True. A Catholic private school at that.
They're supposed to be better at that sort of thing at private school. Well, anyway, I guess lazy people are all over the place. This email came in from Willie. He writes us at FTL@freetalklive.com. This is our friend from Sweden. We've heard from him before.
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
In regards to workers' rights, he says, "Hi, I've written a few times lately, as you might recall, and I keep referring back to my native Sweden, because it's quite a good case of what socialism results in. Well, I picked up your Saturday podcast with a discussion about workers' rights, and what we were talking about Saturday was the whole idea that workers have rights, you know, beyond the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and... the other few rights that you allegedly have. You know, do you have a right to a job, was our question on Saturday night. And of course, the answer is no. Willie says, in Sweden, let me tell you what happens when worker rights go bad. In Sweden, employees have very strong protection against termination. The longest serving employee is by law the last one to go.
Whoa.
So competence and skill... have nothing to do with it.
That's terrible.
In fact, an incompetent employee can sit around and drink coffee all day and not be terminated, just as long as there are other people who've been at the company for a shorter time. Sweet deal. If you're the first person, if you're the first person to get hired by any company in Sweden, you have job security as long as there's somebody else working there after you.
Amazing.
That's amazing. And that's actually, I think, the way it works with our government system here in the States. Not that I have a lot of experience with it, but as I understand it, they call it tenure in the teaching world, in the world of public government education.
Seniority is not tenure. Tenure is a stage you reach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a position, sort of a title almost.
Yeah, but once you reach it,
you're done.
You cannot be removed.
Right, but seniority means that you're the longest one there.
I understand that.
Okay.
Tenure has to do with time, though. It's a time frame thing.
It is.
You don't get tenure after a year.
Right.
Okay. He says, this has been a big factor in the really high real unemployment, around 20% in Sweden, and companies generally are being very careful of not hiring people unless absolutely necessary. The consequence of this is that...
It's so dumb that they would want companies... I mean, now companies are... not employing people and running the unemployment numbers down because they don't want to get stuck with a stupid rule.
The consequence
is like licensing. It means that
terrible.
If you're in business now, you're competent. Well, no, it doesn't mean that at all.
The consequence of this is that young people without experience and people with a less than perfect health record don't even get employed. It's just too big of a risk for an employer to employ anyone that doesn't have an absolutely perfect and comprehensive job record. Is it really the point for socialists, when they speak of worker rights, to lock out young people and people who may have been unfortunate in the past? In addition, imagine that. You hire in a kid, and he's not the best of workers, but you discover that after you've already hired five more people.
You've got to fire five people before you can fire the kid.
That's so dumb.
In addition, hiring's a tedious process due to all of this. Whenever someone actually does hire, it can often be a process of a couple of months with exhaustive background checks. So getting a job quickly is a no-go, unless it's through personnel recommendations. It says, of course, aside from companies not hiring, they're also leaving the country at an alarming rate. Socialists often talk about protecting the weak, but what their policies actually result in almost every case, is protecting the incumbent at the expense of the weak. He says hypocrisy at its finest. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
800-259-9231. Anything goes. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives section there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. They're free. There's no membership fee. There's no exclusive club you have to join. They're right there, freetalklive.com. So go and get them. Let's go to the phones. This is your show. You can talk about anything. To Posey in New York City. Posey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. I spoke with you before, but anyway,
yes,
I would like to talk about this business of them searching, stopping people and searching them. They were supposed to do it at random.
Right. Supposedly one out of every five people carrying
bags.
They
don't.
It's not one every five?
No.
Then this is in New York City, the people going on the subways.
This is New York City with people going on the subway.
What are they doing?
Now, what I had happened, I don't like the way it happened, but the way it happened to me, I was going on the subway, and I, because of my I, you know, problems. I always carry a backpack because I can't carry things in my hand.
Okay.
And so I didn't mind it because he stopped me. And, you know, they made me take out my bags. And they had to go through my bags and everything. But what I didn't like is all of a sudden all these cops surrounded me.
What?
And it was like, why?
Well, because you're huge, and if you decided to pummel
true.
That one guy,
then
he'd need some backup really quick.
Yes, Posey is 6'6".
That's right, and he screamed. he said somebody screamed out, everybody's bag is searched. But, you know, I got kind of upset. I didn't complain, but I got upset over it, you know. Because
you got upset after the other cops showed up, right?
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Is that automatically it was like I was doing something, and I'm harmless.
Right.
I'm big, but I'm harmless.
Right, you're like a big teddy bear.
I wouldn't say that, because teddy bears can claw and bite. But what he did was, I noticed that when they called the people to stop, they were all the blacks. They were all the minorities. And that...
Awful coincidental.
And my understanding is like they were supposed to, you know, only certain amounts of... Random from each, they let all the others go.
Right.
Now, my point of this is that this is the fault. Now, like, under Giuliani, they started the same thing. But they said it was the war on drugs.
Really?
Yes, because I'll give you a perfect example. One day, again, coming from shopping, I had bought too much stuff. And I stopped in a little park up away from me, which is halfway between my house and my home.
Okay.
In Lincoln Terrace Park. And I sat down on the bench, and there was an elderly lady who also sat down. I could see the same thing. She was shopping. We both were sitting to catch our breath.
Got it.
And this young man, young black fellow, comes up. He has a briefcase, and he, for the same reason, he just sits down because it's cool under the trees.
Right.
All of a sudden, a black SUV roars out of nowhere, but actually it's like the park, you know, they have openings there, so you could cut across the park. It had black windows.
Okay.
And these two white guys jump out with their guns drawn.
Whoa!
And that's exactly what I and the old lady said. Because we thought we were going to see a hit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and they run up to this kid, and he says, put your hands up, and then he pulls out a badge.
The kid does?
No, the guys who jumped out of the SUV. Then they were all dressed in black. They weren't dressed in police uniforms. They were dressed in black.
So the guns were out first, then the badge came out.
That's right. And then they said, we thought you weren't you. What, did you just flick a joint? Is that a crack file underneath that chair? Now, the trick up is, I live in East New York.
Yeah.
There's crackheads all over the place.
No
if you looked
there,
under
huh?
my chair, there was crack file under the old ladies. But they made him stand on the side, and they searched his briefcase.
So sad.
And there was nothing. There was nothing in his briefcase. And what they did, they closed the briefcase up and said, well, you just sit out. You just get out of here now. Just get out of here now.
Yeah, so you're causing trouble sitting here with that briefcase.
You can't sit. And that's what he said. You can't sit in this park.
It's insanity. I can't. Gosh, why do you stay there, Posey? Why do you stay in New York City?
I was born, I was raised here.
Yeah, man, you got to get out.
And I feel like fighting for it.
Man, I think it's a lost cause, my friend.
The trick of it was, when you take them to court, when anybody that would speak up against this treatment, they would scream that, well, it's a war against drugs. You must be for drugs. It's the same thing they're doing now with the war on terrorism.
You're right. You know, you're absolutely right. Anybody that objects to the searches is being called un-American by these
these
monkey boys.
Exactly. But see, the thing, the only reason that you hear backlash now is because it's not just us anymore. Because they do grab, they do stop right.
Well,
you see, they're doing it now.
Yeah, but they're not stopping the whites as much.
But not
that's
as much.
Right.
But the fact of it is,
they're just doing it for symbolism, really.
And
they're
that's all it is.
Right, because they're stopping the occasional white guy, and they're saying, hey, look, we're stopping
a
white guy.
Yeah, you see, we do, and they're supposed to be keeping a list. They don't keep a list. They're
just
supposed
amazing.
To write down a list. Where they say, you know, one black, so they don't even have a list.
It's all bunk. I mean, it's all for show. It's all, none of this security is actually any security.
It's just
to make people think that there's something.
If you're doing random inspections, that's ridiculous. If you really feel this is what you need to do, then I say, stop every single soul that goes through the subway.
If you want to be consistent, that's what you should do.
We can't do that.
Of course not.
It's
insanity. Yeah, the economy would just destroy
itself.
There you
go. And,
great call, Posey.
And that's the trick.
As always, it's interesting to hear from you because you're right there in the heart of New York City. So keep in touch with us. Thank you, as always, sir. 800-259-9231. I couldn't take it. I mean, I've been close to New York City. I've been in cities before. And, if you're raised there, you love that stuff. But for me, keep me away from that place.
Don't want any of it, huh?
No. More coming back on the way. Your calls, if you make them. Final segment, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, though, so if you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming, the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates. It's all free at freetalklive.com. We ask you for no money. Well, not to pay for any of the website services, but we are asking you for a little bit of money. You don't have to do it, though. We call it the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're actually on 2 months now. Today is the second month anniversary of, I guess anniversary is not the right word for it.
Monthiversary.
The monthiversary, the second month of Free Talk Live's AMP program, and we're almost to 5% of our goal. In fact, we're within $15 worth.
Oh, that's great.
5%. So we can actually make it to 5% tonight with a couple more amplifiers. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, If you like the idea of spreading liberty and freedom, the message of liberty, to more people around the world and specifically around the United States, your $3 a month, that's all we're asking, is going to go to promote the show. We're going to buy industry advertising. We're already doing it, as a matter of fact. We show you at amp.freetalklive.com where the money's going. We're buying Google AdWords all around the Internet. For instance, you know, talk radio searches will come up with Free Talk Live, and we're already getting clicks from that. So the AMP program's already generating results, but we could still use your help. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as an added bonus when we reach our goal. And again, we're almost to 5%. Not too bad for 2 months' worth. When we reach our goal, we're going to cut back our commercial time on the show by at least 25%. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Jamie Told You So. You're on Free Talk Live, and yeah. You're in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
All right. I'm calling. I've been thinking about these gas prices that have been going up.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, huh?
I'll tell you what. Do y'all carpool?
Carpool?
Do we carpool?
Yeah.
It's so difficult to carpool for a working, you know, I mean, if you work at one place, you can carpool with people. But now, I've got a sales job, and I have to meet clients at appointments, and then I have to go to the gym afterwards, and then I got to make it here to the studio.
Unlike you, Jamie, I sit at home all day.
Yeah, and my car smells funny, so nobody would want to carpool with me.
Who said that about me staying home all day?
Me.
Oh, I don't stay home all day.
Oh, I thought you stayed home and took care of your grandma.
I do, but when I have to run errands, who's going to do it?
Well, yeah, obviously you got to run errands. Why? Is the gas prices bothering you? You mean $2.50 for regular?
It's $2.60-some
right now. It is, yeah.
Wow. That's
amazing. They said by the summer, it's going to be $2.85.
Yeah, it just keeps going up and up, man. Not good.
And have you ever heard of Craig Roberts? Oh, no, Craig Roberts.
Paul Craig Roberts, the syndicated columnist?
No, he worked in the armed forces.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Paul Craig Roberts. He writes columns for newspapers and that sort of thing.
Who's the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, what about him?
General Craig Roberts.
You got about 20 seconds to tell us about him, Jamie.
Well, he's been talking about this Mark of the Beast.
I knew that was coming.
And there was a video out.
Not the same Craig Roberts I was thinking of. Yeah, that's definitely your thing, Jamie, but it's not ours, and unfortunately we're out of time for tonight, man. Call us again sometime, and we'll see you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Yeah, Mark of the Beast. Any comments on that, guys?
Satan's ending the show right now.
Yep.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Wait, did somebody call for Satan? You want to bring him on?
Yeah. Let's wrap up the show.
You just love that.
We'll come out tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you then. In the meantime, go to freetalklive.com. See ya!
All right.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diet?